don't. You can listen to it, you know. Yeah.
Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Give me a break. I sure deserve it.
It's time again for the Josie Show. I'm on Firestone with Tina Fasentino. Her guest live, Vicki Roberts, Johnny Mack, Destiny Newton, now, because she actually believes that gummy bears are the best food ever invented, ever.
I like the new, I like the opening you put in, Give Me a Break by Nell Carter. I love that show. I still watch it on YouTube, so I like it. Anyway, thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We did. Yeah.
I only picked that one because if we played your favorite band, that Swedish rock group from the 70s, ABBA, we'd have to pay royalties.
Exactly. But that was perfect because, I mean, I love that show and it totally got me in the mood. Thank you. I like it. we have an awesome show, as you could tell, because I'm already in the mood. I'm psyched. I'm excited. This show is going to be very, very awesome. I'm so beyond excited. So I'll tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours. What I have planned is... four amazing guests are joining me tonight. I'll get to chat with Vicki Roberts, Johnny Mack, a.k.a. Johnny Stash, Paris Delane, and Estenice Newen. And it's going to be a really great show because I love all of these people.
Did you say we're going a full 2 hours tonight?
I believe we are, yes. I think we're going...
I'll be right back. I'm going to need some coffee.
Yeah, you will. It is going to probably be a full 2 hours, the full 2 hours, because we have four guests, and it's going to be awesome. So, you know, I'm going to have a little bit too much fun, so it's going to be long.
Saying, can we get Vicki on? She's cute. We want to hear her.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I still got to say some stuff here. It's going to be a great show. We'll put her on in a second here. But we're going to get to hear some fun chats and some awesome music from all of our guests. And remember, we're live, so anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always exciting. So to clear up any confusion between this radio show, the Josie Show, and my radio station, Country Blast Radio, because a lot of people have been asking me, you know, what's the difference between the two? Well, the Josie Show is an all-genre show for our music artists, so it doesn't matter what genre you sing. I love it. Country Blast Radio is just the best mix of all that is country. So Josie Show, all-genre, Country Blast Radio, country. So there you go. Now let's put on our guest here. So let's put her on, Vicki Roberts. Hello.
Wow. What an introduction.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Hey, Josie. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. I am so excited to have you on the show.
thank you. It's nice to hear your voice. I know we chat back and forth on Facebook sometimes, but...
I know. It's funny.
Anyway,
thank you
for having me.
No problem. I think it's so cool how, you know, you can chat with someone and then finally get to hear their voice for the longest time.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you. You too. You're very amazing. I absolutely love your songs. And what's really cool about you is you're very versatile. I mean, you play music in many genres, including country, gospel, R&B, rock, pop. I mean, you like music in general. You like a beat. So can you tell us a little bit about how you first got started in making music and tell us a little bit, you know, why all these genres? I mean, tell us how you got started.
It's like I can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's like you need it all.
I guess because I love it all. It's about, you know, I don't do much rap, but other than that, I do just about a little bit of everything. I grew up in the music business. My dad is a professional singer, songwriter, producer. And so that's really how we grew up. You know, I don't think he had any other job other than music. So growing up, I probably was introduced to a lot of different styles, you know, from Andy Williams to Glenn Campbell to Frank Sinatra to, you know, Chicago to a little bit of everything. So I think that I just love it all, that I just want to sing it all.
Exactly. You like all three singing. I mean, I'm the same way. I love all music in general. And, you know, I love that you keep it fresh. You know, you mix it up a little bit.
Hey, lady,
you know?
I have a trivia question. I ask this of everyone who says that Glenn Campbell is a big influence. Name the pop group that Glenn Campbell was a member of officially for 1 year in 1964.
Ooh.
He was official member of the Beach Boys, replacing Brian Wilson.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Well, let me write that down.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Glenn Campbell is one of my favorites.
Even Glenn Campbell does it all.
Yes. Yeah, I love Glenn Campbell. Grew up listening to him, definitely. And I just did a show in here in Nashville at the Midnight Jamboree at the Ernest Tubb, and even at the Cowboys there, I do a lot of the Glenn Campbell songs there. So, yes, he's definitely one of my favorites.
Very cool.
But
well, you have a really awesome awesome mix there, powerful people that you look up to. And, you know, you mentioned your biggest musical influences, but, you know, who was on your – if we took your iPod – we won't, I promise. But if we took your iPod, what would we find? Like, what do you listen to on repeat?
You know, I work out singing with Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for the car songs, you know, for those songs, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to work out today, and then I'll go put her in. I do like Aretha Franklin, a lot of pop, Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I love that style. Country, I like Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel music, I like Darlene Check. She's from Hillsong from Australia.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, she brought a lot of the praise and worship songs to America.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of the churches are singing now. But, yeah, she's great.
Nice. Google time. I have to see. I have to check it out.
You need to look her up.
Yeah. I like it. And, you know, you got to do a lot of really cool things with other people. I mean, you've opened up for Kool & the Gang as well as recently for Cody McCarver. Can you tell us a little bit about those two experiences? I'm sure very different experiences. So how are they? It's awesome.
They're both cool.
Yeah.
Cody's cool. Growing up, I think listened to Kool & the Gang. I think I did that several years ago, and they were just as great. You know, they were fun and entertaining and on their game, definitely. So that was fun. And Cody is Cody McCarver is a former member of Confederate Railroad. He's familiar with Railroad. And I think he was with them for 12 years, and so he's now on his own, and he's in a lot of movies. He's just doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have his own reality TV show. So they're working on that. And so I'm just doing some opening for him.
Yeah.
Here and there. And he's a super guy. And, y'all need to look him up. He's CodyMcCarver.com. You need to check him out.
Awesome. Yeah, super cool. We definitely have to check them out. And I think that's really cool, being able to open up for such great artists and, you know, sharing your music with their audience. So it's very, very cool how that works. And also, we're about to play some of your music here in just a second, but can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web? Where can we get it?
Okay. Well, you can't get it right now.
We can't get it yet.
The reason being is because it's very new. Actually, I've been in the studio this past month, and we're actually doing the final mix. So what I sent you was not even a final mix, so I hope it sounds good. I wanted them to hear, you know, something new, but it is R&B, kind of R&B, old pop, and one called Ain't That Cute?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first one, and this is a different style for me, but, you know, it just kind of flowed, and I liked it, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, clean songs from back in the day. So, and the second one is from the same era called You Better Stop.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So y'all can just let me know what you think about them. But anyway, they'll be ready for release, I think, in around June 1st.
Perfect.
And you can go to my website and keep up with it. And then I'll have it available to purchase.
Sweet. That's exciting. I love it. I mean, these, of course, as you mentioned, I mean, you know, aren't the final cut yet, but you guys can actually, you know, kind of hear, you know, her style and how she sounds and stuff with these. And they're amazing. I love your voice, and I'm excited to play them. Yeah, we have both of them that you mentioned. Yeah, no problem. This is kind of the sneak peek before it comes out. Sneak peek.
Exactly.
I like sneak peeks.
I actually didn't give you the ones that I really wanted to play that I really, 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 really love, but I'm just going to hold back here. So
you're going to hold back. Okay, well, you know what? We could definitely have you on next time because we would love to have you back on because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
So you want to play it?
Let's do it. I want to play your songs. Your songs are amazing. I mean, I want to do Ain't That Cute, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
I'm so excited about this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ain't That Cute by Vicky Roberts. Here we go.
Each one.
know that was, you know, not the, you know, that was kind of just a sneak peek, but man, was that good.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed singing that song. All these songs, actually.
It sounded like you had a ball just singing that song.
We did.
Like you had so much fun. Yeah.
We did. You know what? Everybody that came in on the session, they're like, really? This is what we're doing? Awesome, you know, and it was fun, and everybody was, okay, this is fun, down to the backup singers, you know.
Different,
and everybody got to work out a little bit.
I love
all these musicians got to work out. But, you know, I have to tell you that my dad produced this CD. This was his idea to pick these songs and produce it, and he thought I could do it, and I wasn't sure about it, but once we got in there, it was great. I was like, oh, this is awesome, so
yeah, so I've
credit on picking these songs.
You definitely can do it. It was so, so good, and I know you mentioned before, you know, that you have a website, and I know you have social networking sites. Can you give us all those links? Because I know after hearing this stuff, they're going to be like, where can we contact you? Where can we chat with you? So where's the best place?
Okay. Well, I have a website, Vicki Roberts Music, V-I-C-K-I, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, music.com. So I think I have a couple of songs put up there, maybe. And also, let's see, I'm Twitter, but actually my Twitter account is Vicki L. Roberts, so they can follow me there. Then I'm on Facebook at Vicki Roberts Music Facebook. Thus far.
there's many ones to choose.
Yeah. Actually, I have a Reverb Nation site, but I didn't want to mention that. It's just Vicki Roberts at ReverbNation.com.
Perfect, perfect. Sorry about that. It sounded like there's an echo. Maybe someone isn't on mute. So let's check that. But yeah, it's it sounds awesome, and I hope everyone follows, likes, and friends, and adds you all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And the echo is gone. That's good.
Please do. We're going to be singing at, and actually Cody McCarver will be featured in this show that I'm doing in June the 13th, and we'll be featuring the album there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the River Bend Festival that they have every year. And it'll be the night Lynyrd Skynyrd will be there, so that should be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if they're in the area around the in Tennessee, around the Chattanooga area, Georgia area, they can come out and hear us.
Yeah.
So.
Come on out.
Yeah. But Cody will be playing that night too. So.
Perfect.
You don't want to miss him.
I love it. That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. If anyone near that area, please, please go and check them all out. And please take pictures so I can see.
Yeah. Well, they can go to, I think it's riverbendfestival.com, and they can check out their website.
Awesome. Cool. You make it easy. Perfect. So now I'm very excited because I have your next song here. You better stop, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Do it. Here we go. You Better Stop by Vicki Roberts. Check it out.
Before I fall in.
song was so much fun. I love both of the songs because they're just so much fun. And you can...
doesn't it make you want to do that dance like the swim? Do you remember that?
It does. I mean, it's just, they're just so awesome. I love
like
it.
Like a Julia the Swim or something. Yeah.
I love it. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. I love the how the backup singers sing stop where you say and then stop. Like it's awesome. I don't know how they do that, but it's awesome.
That is Mickey Furman, and Mickey she's a long time friend. I've known her since I was probably 15 years old. Let me tell my age here. But she was with Capitol Records and she had a lot of songs out, and I just asked her if she would come in and sing background, and she did. She just loved it. She did a great job. All the guys that were there were like longtime friends. The piano player that did all the piano stuff, Shane Keister, I grew up with him. Actually, he used to play with Elvis. I think he was like 23 years old when he was playing with Elvis. So I was blessed to be able to have all these people on there, and it was fun, and a lot of friends involved in this session.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a very comfortable, surroundings. I mean, you're with people that you've known for a long time, and you're working with them. It sounded like it was a lot of fun. You know?
Oh, yeah. We all love each other, and we just had a blast. So, and it was different, Well, it was different for me. It was probably an old hat to them, but, it was great.
I can't wait
to hear the rest. Huh?
I can't wait to hear the rest of it. I definitely have to get the CD when it comes out. You have to let us know when it does, because I need it.
Okay, I definitely will. I'm shooting at June the 1st.
Awesome.
I will definitely let you know.
About there, yeah.
I'll just have to send you one.
Oh, you know what? I'll buy it because I want to support your music. I think you're amazing.
Aw, thank you, Josie. That's great.
Anytime. I want to support because your songs are amazing, and they're such great dance songs, and I like the beat, and your voice sounds amazing. So, I mean, it's just perfect. Good combo.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know what I'm going to do next.
You gotta make more music. Keep going.
I know. And I didn't want to knock rap a while ago because, I do have some friends that do rap, good clean rap, but, I don't knock that. I just don't do it, But I don't think I'm very good at it. Probably why.
You don't know until you try.
I might try it. I might surprise you.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Also, I want to mention, too. If anybody wants to do any, if they want to book me at any point in time,
they can
email me at VickiRobertsPromotions@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Thompson is doing the promotions for myself and for Cody McCarver, and he can be reached at that email.
Awesome. Perfect. So all they have to do is just
get all my plugs in here.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's what you're supposed to do. And, I mean, that's perfect. So if people want you to go to, a festival or something or, a place or something, then, they just email that email that you just mentioned, and then that's it, right? And you could figure out what you can do.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hey, you got Paris Delane. I saw where you had to move ad, and I met Paris here in Nashville. A couple years ago, actually, and we have some of the same friends, so I noticed that he's going to be there, so I'm excited to hear him.
Yeah, I am so excited to get the chance to talk to him. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
It'll be a good interview.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I'm even more excited. Very cool.
He's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
A good guy.
Wow.
From what I hear, I met him, a couple times, but... Yeah, I had some friends that are friends with him. So.
That's so cool. That is so cool. One of these days, I have to meet you and him. I mean, one of these days. And I definitely have to meet you for sure, Z's, because, you're awesome, and I think you are so talented, and I had so much fun chatting with you.
We actually
ran out of time.
You're awesome, too, and I know you're a singer and songwriter, too, so you give yourself some credit there, girl.
Thank you. But you know what? You're incredible. And one of these days, I have to see you perform live. That'd be awesome.
Well, are you coming to Nashville anytime soon?
I do not know, but we have to. My producer's like shaking her head up and down, so I think that's a yes.
Yes. Oh, please do that. That would be great.
Awesome. That would be so cool. And I'll finally get to meet you. I talk to you a lot on Facebook, so I'm like, we got to do it.
Yeah, I have to keep up with you because, you know, you're just all over the place over there. So I just, the only way I keep up with you is go to your page, you know, and say, okay, let me sit down
Yeah, that's the best part about social networking sites. You can pretty much keep track of, you know, everybody. I mean, I do the same for you. So it's like, it's easy.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a super job. I just want to tell you.
Thank you. You too. And you, as I mentioned, you can come back anytime. You are amazing, and I love your songs.
Thank you, Josie.
No problem. I'll chat with you soon, okay? Facebook.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Bye. Vicki Roberts, everyone. Awesome. I have so much fun with her. But, yeah, I definitely have to meet her, and, you know, I have to meet all of my guests. I mean, there's so many guests that I really have to meet. It's so funny because all my guests are amazing. I'm just saying, like, I have the best guests, so sorry to say, but they're amazing. So let's see here. I also want to mention some things that I wasn't able to mention here at the top of the show, but I find them very, very important. I heard the echo again. My twin sister. My evil twin. All right, so remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirls Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can check out our past episodes, our past shows, or visit our networks tab on our website at josieshow.com to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. Check it out. And also, if you see from the website, it's very cool. We make it easy. I like the little Josie Network thing. It's very cool. You can type. You don't even have to worry about which sites you're going to, which ones are fake, because all the links are up there. It says, you know, welcome guests. Please log in or register. If you want to do that, that goes to the forums. And also, you can go in the chat room with that as well. And then it has all of our links, the Josie Show. It has Country Blast Radio and Josie Pasentino, the music page. So it's all right there, so check it out. We do that for safety reasons, to make sure that you go to our pages. But, yes, I hope you enjoy. Very easy, very easy. I like having my own network. That's cool, the Josie Network. Ooh, fancy, 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 fancy. So now, another... You're back. What is this echo? I swear it's not me.
Okay.
I never heard it before.
Where is the echo coming from? It's making me a little bit crazy now.
It is.
Everyone who works for the Josie Show, mute yourself, please. Get yourself off speaker, mute yourself.
Yes.
I'm even echoing, for goodness gracious.
Not no echo.
Well, we're echoing online. Everybody is hearing us echo. Well, not that we don't enjoy Josie's voice, but it's hard to understand when she says every word twice.
Yes. So we got to figure that out.
You weren't guessing from your bathroom, are you?
Nope, not today.
Nope. Let's just all make sure that we're on mute because it's kind of getting a little weird. Yep. All right, so now I want to mention that we have 11 special edition episodes currently up now for all of you guys to enjoy for your listening pleasure. Your ears will be happy, so you can check them out. All you have to do is go to our website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab at the tippity top up on our website, josieshow.com, and check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bettingfield, Ray Price, The Tribute Show, our Ray Price full interview, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, and Tony Booth. So check out all of those 11 special editions episodes up now. Also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie Country Blast Radio? I know you do. Then call in 331-442-5833. That number again, get your notebook and pads out, is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina, at turn the other page. Keep writing. Tina, T-I-N-A. At josieshow.com. awesome. Awesome sauce. We have introductory rates now with the startup of our new station, so there is no better way to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. Radio. Also, stay tuned for the end of the show because I'm going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on. And if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member and take advantage of our benefits for a whole year. So if all goes according to plan, you know, it's going to be awesome. It's all going to be awesome. So do it. Check it all out. And I also want to give the deets out here about Josie's Country Blast Radio and what we got going on and what the giveaway Tuesday, all that fun stuff. So let me start here. Remember. Remember, people. Our radio station, Josie's Country Blast Radio, or Country Blast Radio, can be heard at countryblastradio.com. It used to be Josie's Country Blast Radio.com, I believe, but now it's just countryblastradio.com. So it's much easier. Or you can go to facebook.com/countryblastradio. Live 365, just search Country Blast Radio to find us. There's an iPhone app, Live 365 iPhone app, which I actually have, and it's super easy. All you have to do is, you know, just install the app on your phone like you do normal apps, and then you click on it. There's a search bar, which station you want to listen to. Type in Country Blast Radio, and then I pop up, and you can keep it as a preset. So you can, it's just a click away, and that's it. That's all you got to do. Very easy. Also, we're on Roku, TiVo, as we mentioned, you know, iPhones and Droids, and even right here at JosieShow.com when we're not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition. That plays on our website as well. And we play the best mix of all that's country. We play new classic country music, music from signed, independent artists, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music, so make sure you tune us in at work, on the go. We're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which still kind of, like, I don't even know how that happened, to be honest with you. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. But it's very, very cool. And new music every week, so please tune in every day. Now, I know this is the part that you guys love, our Giveaway Tuesday. We started it to see how it would go, and it's going so well. We've been having so many happy people because we've been giving them great, great things from their favorite artists. And our next Giveaway Tuesday is on May 21st, and our artist of the day is going to be Larry Massey. So please make sure you tune in Tuesday. And when you hear any of his Larry Massey songs play, all you have to do is be the first to text in 331-442-5833. And then, you know, that's it. That's all you do. And, you know, you may win. So, yeah.
Just to let people know, they could also catch the VIP members and their music in the Josie Show pre-show on Mondays and Fridays.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Our VIP members, you can check that out at justshow.com, the website. Very easy.
And tonight we even played some Jimmy Buffett and ABBA because the kids love ABBA.
Nice. See, we got a good mix going on. I mean, I'm telling you, we have some really good music. So please check it out. CountryBlastRadio.com.
Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, because let's face it, nobody else will play that song.
I love that song. Are you kidding me? There's so many great people that would love to play that song. I love it. You know what? I don't care what people think. I like it. I like it. That's an old school song that I totally love. I remember I used to actually dance to that song for talent shows when I was in my school, and I like that song. I like it. So also I want to mention next week joining us on the Josie Show will be Tiana Woods, Tony Young, Edie Foy, and Travis Wayne. And on Monday, June 3rd, we'll bring you Scott Hissey on our Josie Show Special Edition episode. And you'll get to hear a great interview and music. So you can tune into that right here at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, 8 p.m. Eastern.
With any rule, we'll break it. We're going to make our dreams come true. You put it our way. Nothing's
going to die. At josieshow.com. Okay, then. I have no idea what's going on anymore, to tell you the truth. I'm like, things just happen. I don't know. Haunted. I don't know. But I'm going to bring on here my producer, Tina Marie Passantino. And yes, we do have the same last name, and we're not sisters.
Well, I am your younger sister. Let's not lie to the audience.
That would be, you know how crazy that would be? That would be cray-cray, okay? Because, like, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would be digging that right about now. All right. So we were supposed to have Johnny Mac, a.k.a. Johnny Stash, on. He may be running a little bit behind. We may have to reschedule. But we do have a couple of the songs, so I'm going to play that now, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our VIP package. So let's start first with Real American. Here is Johnny Mac. Take a listen.
Hey, Rednecks here. Chasing my soul, my funk band certified, inside full time. I'm a redneck. I'm proud to be a redneck, a singer of redneck songs. Redneck made this country great, redneck America. Real redneck America. Well, you won't need a GPS to locate a redneck town. You know one's near when you start to hear Hank, Merle, and Minister of Sound. Redneck love their mama. Redneck go to church. Ain't no doubt and no handout. Redneck always works. We don't go looking for trouble. We love the people we meet. But if trouble comes, we ain't gonna run. I got a sister underneath my feet.
Bang, bang!
I'm proud to be a redneck, a singer of redneck songs. Redneck made this country great. Redneck America. Real redneck American. Now how about a little real redneck guitar? I know I just made my mama proud. Our rednecks don't mind talking about being kind when the problems in this great land. But the red, white, and blue, we always stay true. That's where we make our stand.
God bless America. It's what we believe.
Pledge allegiance to the flag. And thank the soldiers that keep us free. That's what a redneck believes.
I'm proud to be a redneck.
A singer of
redneck songs. Redneck made this country great. A real American. A real American. A real American. A real American.
Now bring all my redneck mules up here.
Love it, love it. So I want to mention here really quickly, because, I mean, we, as you all know, I love me some social networking sites, okay? I'm obsessed, to be honest. On my iPhone app, this is how obsessed I am. On my iPhone, I actually have, like, an app, like, well, not really an app. I guess I can call it, like, a folder where you put apps all in the folder and label them. Well, I seriously have a social networking tab, okay? where all of my social networking sites are in it. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, everything, okay? And so it's kind of cool because you're able to do that. So I know a lot of people are on Facebook. I know a lot of people are on Twitter. So I want you all to know we are on Facebook and Twitter. So I want you to check it out on Facebook. There's a lot of different sites, so I'm going to try to go into it because there's so many sites that it's kind of hard. Facebook.com/Country Blast Radio. That's for Country Blast Radio, so check that out. Facebook.com/The Josie Show, I believe. I believe it's The Josie Show. I'm pretty sure. Facebook.com/The Josie Show or Facebook.com/Josie Show. One of the two, I promise. Okay, one of the two, I promise you. And check those out. Or you could just type in the search bar. You know how they have that on Facebook. Just type in The Josie Show, my name, Josie Fascentino, or, you know, all those other things. And you'll find me easily. And on Twitter, we have twitter.com/Josie Show, twitter.com/Josie Fascentino, which is my personal. Even Alan has a page, which he's a little cray-cray, so you got to be careful there. I'm kidding. Twitter.com/AlanFirestone. So follow him. Also here, I got to check here because, you know, I'm trying to remember the Country Blast Radio one. Is it just, oh, goodness, I don't remember what the link is for that.
Hey, Josie, I just want to tell people that if you're one of those people that sells Bibles door-to-door or flowers at the airport, don't add me to your Facebook. Thank you.
What? Wait, but do you, Alan, do you have the link for Twitter.com? Is it twitter.com/Country Blast Radio? I think it's that. Right?
Twitter.com/Country_Blast.
Country_Blast. That's it. Oh, my gosh. There's so many different social networking site links and everything else that it's
just
so hard
to
remember.
Just go to countryblastradio.com and click the Twitter link.
I know. Well, just do that. Yeah. That makes it easier for you. That's funny. So here we go. I'm so excited because my guest here has arrived. Let me put on my producer here to explain something, because I think we're going to have to reschedule.
Yeah, that's fine. We will reschedule.
Yeah,
Johnny Mac,
yep.
/
no
AKA
problem.
Johnny Stash. No problem. Hopefully he's good.
Yeah,
and,
hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, and we are lucky. Our next guest
Woo-hoo!
Is here. So we are actually have two amazing artists on the phone.
Yeah.
We are lucky enough to have Paris Delane join us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he has with him Jeremiah Abel.
Abel, yeah.
Yeah, so it is going to be amazing. I'm going to turn on their mic and we're going to get started. That's what we're going to do.
Let's do it.
Welcome.
Hey, what's going on? I'm as happy as a monkey with a peanut machine.
Yeah.
I love it. See, that's happy. You're very happy to be here. I am too. I'm so happy you guys are here. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your guys' songs.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, baby
yeah.
girl.
No problem. I'm so excited to get to know you guys a little bit better here with some fun questions and some important questions. We like to mix it up. But first, I was wondering, when did you guys, find yourself into music? Was it as a child? I mean, when did you guys each start doing this?
Well, believe it or not, I really never wanted to get in the music business. It was at one point, but I had music all around me. My mother was like the greatest gospel singer I could ever even imagine of hearing, and I'm from Chicago, born and raised in Chicago.
Yeah.
And and my mother used to sing in a Baptist church called Omega Baptist Church. It was a very small church, and little did I know, you know, we were very poor, but I didn't know it because my mother and father gave us a whole boatload of love and lots of knowledge, lots of books to read, and she would always say. She would always say, knowledge is the way to freedom. And so as I grew up listening to her, there were people that would come that was very well-known celebrities that would come to hear my mother sing, even though she didn't want to get into the business either. Well, one was Ella Fitzgerald, the other one was Sarah Vaughan and Mahalia Jackson and Louis Armstrong. And So that I had that at a very young age. So that's why I get the I see flowers and trees. I get that kind of vibe out of that, but I'm not Louis Armstrong, and actually I can sing just as high as Prince can sing. So I can do all the high notes, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. But to make a long story short, as life went on, I became a healer, and I got into martial arts, and I started doing a lot of that kind of thing, and massage therapy, and became a bodyguard. And I had someone that I was madly in love with that would always say, Paris, you should be singing. Singing is your calling. And I said, I just want to sing for you. But after she passed away, I decided to follow my heart, and I ended up singing in the subways of Chicago. And I wasn't a poor man at that time. I was just down there singing because that's what I wanted to do. And a little man walked up on me and heard me singing Amazing Grace and Jesus on the Main Line with a couple of my other friends. And said, man, I love that rendition. I would like to make some music with you. He didn't say, I'm going to make you a star or none of that stuff. And we got together, and then 4 months later, I found out he was a multi-billionaire.
Wow.
And he and his family owns all the Hyatt Hotels, the Prisca family. And we put together a band called Sonia Dada. That lasted for 16 years, and the next thing you know, I got Keith Richards coming to my birthday party. I'm playing with the Allman Brothers and Aretha Franklin and the Rolling Stones and a whole bunch of people, and playing all over the world with records all over the world. And
well, that's a story.
Yeah, and that's very short. I mean, it's so much more to it than that. And we created a song that was a big record for us that ended up being covered by a guy by the name of Jared Neiman. He made it a number one country song called Love and Lovely, You Don't Treat Me No Good No More.
Yeah,
that's my song. That's I'm the main guy, and that's for my band, Sonia Dada. And Jared made it a country song. And so all of a sudden now I'm down here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm very happy to be here because I got a chance to see my brother, Mr. Jeremiah Abel, and to find this amazing talent is just blowing my mind. It's taking me to another level. But the reason why I walked away from Sonia Dada is my mother was battling cancer, and I didn't know it. She kept it away from me, told my family not to tell me. And but then my nephew told me 4 years later after she was healed from the cancer, and I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional at the moment. She called me. She had a blood transfusion. She got healed from the cancer. But then she had a blood transfusion and contracted hepatitis C and died. But she called me on her deathbed and said, Paris, you've made people millions of dollars singing their songs. And you have songs of your own that I love, and you'll have to start doing your solo thing. So I went home that night, and I wrote two songs for her, one called The Learning Tree and another one called Rainfall. And I went back to the hospital and played it for her. And 4 days later, she died on a day that I had to raise money for homeless teenagers in Chicago. And on that night, it was me, Steve Earle, Billy Corgan, Marianne Faithfull, Ivan Neville, Aaron Neville's son from Dumpster Funk, and a whole host of people. And Billboard Magazine and Rolling Stone Magazine wrote an article about me performing on the day that my mother died. And that was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And then somehow I ended up in Nashville after that. I came down, got in my car, and now I'm here making records. And Jeremiah and I have a thing called Delane and Abel, and it's amazing. It really doesn't matter whose name is first. It could have been Abel and Delane, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm just very happy to be with him. And his voice and his music and his writing just blows my mind. So that's what we're doing, and we got a thing called Delane and Abel, and we hope the world out there really receive us well as they did with me and my own band, my old band, Sonia Dada.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think you're making everyone proud here. You're doing amazing things, and you definitely have an angel above you because you have been doing such great things with Jeremiah Abel. You guys are so great together.
Thank you. It's funny that you would say that because, you know, my mother, when she told me, she says, Paris, you got to step away from the other stuff and start doing this and don't procrastinate with it. And she said, you're going to find out who your friends are, but I want you to know that I'm going to be your biggest agent in heaven.
There you go.
And mm-hmm. and she has, because right after she died, I got a call from Billy Corgan saying that Marianne Faithfull wanted me to do a record with her, and that was Without an Agent. Then Mavis Staples, I did a record with her, and then John Oates and Hall and Oates, I did a record with them without an agent.
Wow.
And so many other things, so many other things, too many things to mention. But like I said, I'm really happy as a monkey with a peanut machine right now.
Yes, as you should be. That's amazing, amazing. And Jeremiah, when did you know you wanted to do this? When did you get started?
You know, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, so, you know, it kind of ran in the family. I started playing piano when I was 4 years old, and just started playing by ear. You know, all my teachers threw their hands up because when it came time to recital time, I'd always play by ear. I never did my homework. So I'd be doing, you know, Beethoven recitals when I was 13 years old just by ear.
Wow.
So during that time, I just learned a lot of technique, and I got my real breaking point when I got to go on the road with Victor Wooten and got to go on the Soul Circus tour with them, you know, around the country, and got to do that. So that was a big opportunity for me. So that opened up for me, you know, to play with, like, I don't know if you know Donovan or or Bobby, if you know these guys, or, you know, O'Teal and the Peacemakers, you know, bass player for the Allman Brothers Band. O'Teal for me to... I just really got to spend time with these really cool cats, and it really inspired me. So that's what kind of jumped me off. And since then, it's like, you know, I run into piano players that say, hey, you know, I played piano for 15 years. And I'll ask them, you know, all right, well, what are you doing with it? Oh, I quit. And it's just, it's crazy to me because I've played it all my life since I was 4 years old. It's always been a passion. So,
right.
You know, me hooking up with Paris is like, you know, I can tell just by his passion and how he is on stage, you know, it works because the mix is there. You know, I love it because it's soulful, you know, and I've gone through a lot of genres. I've gone through rock and I've gone through jazz and classical and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, the soul is where it's at, you know, and you can tell if you have heart. You know, you can always tell that. So I know my brother Paris. I know he's got the heart, you know what I mean? So I automatically took hold of that. And so I think it's a blessing, you know, and we're doing some really good stuff. I really believe it's undeniable. You know, I think it'll be not only a commercial album, but more of a, you know, a musician's album as well.
Very eclectic.
You know, yeah. Very eclectic, very, you know, very. things that will be brought out. I really believe people will dig it. Not only just the people, but, you know, musicians alike. So, you know, it's all about the people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think you guys are doing such great things together because I have some music of yours here that I'm going to play tonight, which I'm so beyond excited about. To be awesome.
Yeah, nice.
But what I was wondering is, you know, who are both of your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
You know what? Mine, as far as like keyboardists, I love Lang Lang. He's a classical musician. He's a worldwide. He's an incredible pianist. But as far as style and technique, I love John Medeski from Medeski Martin Wood. He has influenced me just by the time when I was like 13 and I was listening to that album with John Scofield. I don't know if you know that, but John Scofield, that album, A Go-Go, and Medeski Martin Wood backed him on that album. And John Scofield being a guitar player, that right there was just, man, it blew me away. And that and Tori Amos as well. Tori Amos played a big, big role. When I heard her technique, I was like, man, I felt it. You know, I felt it. And, you know, Tori Amos, John Medeski, Lang Lang, you know, people like that, that just really have a technique and really, really have a passion and love for the 88 keys. That's what gets me, you know what I mean? That's what really gets me. Ann Peebles, as a singer, a soul singer, she's my favorite. and Peebles and O.V. Wright, Curtis Mayfield, you know, I mean, just inspirations like that, that you don't even really get to hear anymore on the radio, you know. I mean, they did something that no one else really is doing. So I really love them. It's been very inspirational for me to listen to them and gain that whole knowledge. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And for me, my favorite artists are probably all dead and gone. I mean, Billie Holiday, you know, and Otis Redding and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and Count Basie and Patsy Cline. And I mean, mm-hmm. It's a worldwide wide of music that I love, you know. And then, but if I was to say, I mean, even Aretha Franklin, yes, she's here, still here, just her voice. I'm a very big fan of women's voices, you know. I think mm-hmm. Prince did the same. I love women's voices. Me having a real deep voice, even though I'm like, I said I'm going to rock you, baby. I'm going to rock you, I said everything's going to be all right. But then,
so cool.
You know, I mean, Zeppelin, I mean, I love Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, you know, and yeah. I like singing A Whole Lot of Love, and I can actually do that song note for note, you know. So when I'm listening to a lot of different things like that, and then I'm a huge fan of soul music and rock and roll and funk. I think if I was to identify like me and to classify myself with anybody, I would say I'm like the male Tina Turner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because she, even though she started off with Ike and doing, you know, rhythm and blues, in her heart was rock and roll and funk. You know, she had that in her. And so when she did What Love's Got to Do with It, it took her to a whole nother level. But right now, my favorite artist on the planet other than me is Jeremiah Abel, and I'm not just saying that. It's the truth. It's the honest to God truth. I get a chance to listen to this man for free. You know, in my living room and in a studio and in rehearsal, and it blows me away. And me being a little older gentleman, you know, I get a chance to hang with my younger brother because that's what he is. And I learn so much from him. You know, so I play piano too, not as well as Jeremiah, but I do play to write, and I love playing guitar and drums, and I play a lot of different instruments. But my main instrument is my voice, and as well as my guitar. And I love to write. I've written a lot of different songs. I also sing in Hebrew. And yeah, I get into a lot of deep stuff, and to see this thing, it's magnificent. And we have some new members that just joined the band. We have an amazing female drummer named Sophia Goodman. She blows my mind. She's like a female Buddy Miles and what's the girl's name? Sheila E. And so, you know, and yeah, it's phenomenal. And then there's a brother named Hickey.
Hinky Hamilton
on bass is phenomenal. And Brad Tucker, who's about to join us on guitar. And we're going to get a lot of good things. It's a good chance. I did a record with my friend Kenny Olsen, who was Kid Rock's guitar player. And he co-wrote all those big records with Kid. They started together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did Pictures, Devil Without a Cause. All of that stuff he co-wrote and played. He was the main guy. And he and I became partners, and it became called The Cartel. And I was the lead singer for it. And but then that, you know, dissolved. And now I realize everything happens for a reason. I wasn't happy about it at the time. And it had nothing to do with Kenny. But it's, you know, management can be something else sometimes. And, you know, but anyway, it was meant to happen. Because I really believe in my heart right now, I am where I'm supposed to be. And this is what my mother was telling me about. She was like, you got to do this thing. And she could see me with Jeremiah. I really believe that.
I believe so too, because I mean, not a lot of people are able to find such, you know, kind of a great team around you and great, you know, person that, you know, will stick with you and just, you know, do their talent. I mean, not a lot of people are able to find that person, and you did. So that's something happened there.
Yeah, I mean, we found each other. It was really, you know, and again, it was actually Kenny Olsen was telling me, man, have you heard this guy, Jeremiah Abel? And I was like, no, I haven't heard of him. He's like, look here, man, Jeremiah's playing the 12th quarter. We got to do this thing with Peter Keys, who is Leonard Skinner's keyboard player. And so I went to go and participate with that, and there's Jeremiah, and he's just, yeah, this, what was the name of your thing?
DeVille Soul.
Man. I sat there with my jaw dropped, and that doesn't happen too often.
Really?
No, my jaw don't drop. You got to be one of the legends to make my jaw drop. You know, either doing something, you know, or doing something that identifies old school, new school. You can do all the new school you want, and that's great. But if I don't see a little bit, just a little, and I'm not here to feel like I'm better than anybody, but if I don't get some old school just a little bit, let me know you learned something from someone, the pioneers that brought it. It's bubblegum to me. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. And,
right.
And not that I don't like bubblegum. You know, but you gotta give some tribute to the elders, because they open up the floodgates for us to be able to swim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what, and God is first and foremost in my life. I'm not here to put my religion or anything on anybody, which I don't have religion, because religion is God. I just love the Lord, and He's left me to be here. And so if someone wants to say what my religion is, I say love is my religion, just like Bob Marley said it. Love is my religion, and I just love everybody. And if I'm going to go to hell just saying, I love you, then so shall it be written, so shall it be done. And if they don't, so shall it be written, so shall it be sung. Because I'm going to write about it. I'm going to write and sing about it.
I love it. I think you guys are amazing. And your music, we have the song that you mentioned, Happy as a Monkey with a Peanut Machine, which is a very creative name. Very unique, very creative. And I really want to play this song. So can we play this and be right back?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you very much.
I would love it. Here we go. Happy as a Monkey with a Peanut Machine. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm as happy as a monkey with the peanut machine since I found you. Well, I'm as happy as a monkey with a peanut machine. You see my prayers come true. Well, from the west side to the east side, up and down, 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 round town, I'm gonna lift my head up to the Most High God. Because everything we say and everything we do is overviewed by the Most High. He's blessing me and you. I said, oh Lord, set me free. Oh Lord, comfort me. I said, oh,
now, where can everyone purchase your music? I mean, what's your website, social networking sites? Where are the best places we could find all of you?
Right now, it's on iTunes under Paris Delane, but it's we're actually Delane and Abel is soon to be in the studio working on everything on our new album and everything. We're getting people lined up that's going to be putting it, sending it, ready to put it out all across the planet. And it's hopefully within the next four to five months, everything will be done.
Oh, that's awesome. I am so – let me just be the first to say I'm so excited about the new album, and I have to get it. All right, so please let me know when that comes out.
Yeah, and they can also we just started our new fan page called Delane and Abel, and they can also go to Paris Delane as well as Jeremiah Abel and look us up on Facebook. We got a fan page, and just YouTube, put in DeVille Soul or then the Jeremiah Abel and Google the name, and they can find us. But in a few minutes, it's going to be everywhere. So we really, really, really appreciate everything. And you're actually our first radio interview as Delane and Abel.
Really? Now, I'm honored now. That's awesome.
This is exclusive, and it's a beautiful thing. We actually didn't really want to do any interviews yet, but you know, but you know, like my nephew, who I love, my nephew. His name is Zachary Rucker, and he's the one that connected us in this whole thing. He's an amazing guy. He's got this amazing group called Contagious that I love them. I'm in their corner 5,000,000,000%, and they're going to be a force to reckon with. And I'm not saying it as a plug. I'm just saying it because it's the truth, and I love them dearly. They're all sweethearts. They're very kind people. And Zachary, he has a vision, and he's no joke. I mean, he's just as real as it gets. So I want to send a shout-out to him and let him know that I love him very much. He's been a blessing to me big time. And Rock, as well as Rock's Barbecue. And Rock, I'm sorry, I don't want to come off as making a commercial, but it's only the right thing to do because these people are in my life and they've been very, very supportive. You know, they don't care about all the star stuff. They're supportive of it, but they don't care about all of that. And all due respect, Rock Barbecue is the best barbecue here in Nashville anyway. So I had to say it like that.
Absolutely.
It's tighter than 20 toes in one sock.
Oh, that is funny. You guys are so funny. I love having you guys. This can go on for hours. I mean, seriously. But I want to play your other song that we have here called Rebel. So let's play that one, all right? Let's do it.
Okay, that's actually with me and Kenny Olsen on that one. That was when I produced and wrote together. And the thing is, real quick, Jeremiah and I got some stuff we've been putting together that I can't wait. It's going to take it to the next level. So thank you. Yeah, I'm a rebel with a cause.
I like that. Thank you. Let's do it. I'm excited. Here's Rebel. Check it out. Thank you.
I'm like a black cat alley dog, baby, with a gypsy bone. I'm like a 66 rebel with a call, with a hot chick on my back like a shadow on the wall. I'm like a 66 rebel with a call.
That was Rebel. I love it. And the time, like, completely flew away here. But please, please, when your new stuff comes out, both of you, please come back on the show. We would love to have you back, you know, to play some songs or promote the heck out of your songs. I mean, whatever you guys would like.
Thank you. Actually, I did say, if you can do it on your own, I sent you a thing called Beautiful. That's me and Jeremiah on that one. And that one's not finished and mixed and all of that, but I wanted to send that because Jeremiah's piano player is playing there is just brilliant on that. And so when I wrote that one, the Beautiful song, I was in Playa del Carmen to raise money for children who needed heart surgery, and I'm out there playing for, I only had one verse, and I was playing to 400,000 people, and I created the rest of the words from the people that was on the beach, and I had never got a chance to really play it like a recorded like a one, and then I got with Jeremiah, and it's like set my soul on fire. It just took it to the next level. So we want to say we love you and send love to you and
love you, lady. Love you, all you people.
Yeah.
We loved having both of you on the show, and we actually have your song Beautiful that we're going to play at the end of the show to close our show out. We'll do a little special something.
That's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, girl. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. And we'll chat with you guys soon, okay? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, sweetheart, thank you. Anything y'all ever need from us, please let us know. We're there. We will be more than happy.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited to support your music. I'm excited to buy it. And I absolutely love the two of you. I'm a fan. Count me as a fan.
And we're a fan of yours, too. You go, girl.
Thank you. Now, that's a compliment right there. Now, that's a compliment. Thank you both so much. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
Okay. Take care. Take care, Chelsea. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Right. Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye. So, Paris Elaine and Jeremiah Abel. You can check them out on Facebook. Just type in both of their names. When in doubt, Google. That's what I say. Type in Paris Delane, PARISDELANE, and then Jeremiah Abel, JERIMIAH, Abel, ABLE. Very easy. So check them out. They also have the fan page that he mentioned. So please, please check it all out. We'll post links. No problemo. So now I am a little confuzzled what we're going to do now. So I'm going to put my producer on to unconfuzzle me.
All right. Well, I'm here. Yeah. I'm helping with the unconfuzzling.
Yeah.
We are going to call Johnny Mac, a.k.a. Johnny Stash. We're just going to call him.
We're going to call him.
What's up?
How
you doing?
Yikes. Uh-oh.
There you go. We love calling people. It's so much
we
fun.
We do.
It is. It does.
I feel like one of those prank call shows.
Hello, Johnny Mac.
Hi, Johnny Mac. You're on the air with Josie at the Josie Show. Welcome.
Surprise.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Nothing better than surprising. Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing great. I'm so excited to finally get the chance to chat with you.
Yes. Yeah. I was listening to your show. I like the guy's music that was just on there. I actually am a big fan of gospel music, and I love black gospel music, and I like that kind of music. That was awesome. So enjoyed the interview.
Too.
It was good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better here because you seriously do it all, to be honest. You're not just limited to singing and songwriting. You do jingles for radio, TV, and TV commercials. You're a comedian. You do video appearances, ads, so much more. I'm just blown away by all that you do. It's insane. So we're gonna touch on a bunch of this tonight. But first, I want to talk music with you. When did you start in the music business? When did you start all this?
That's like trying to remember the first words you said. I mean, I've always played music. My mother was a gospel musician who taught me to play piano and and sing when I was little. So I don't even remember. Just as long as I can ever remember, I played music. And I do remember telling my mother that I wanted to be a singer. I was going to move to Nashville when I was real young, and I was going to become a singer. And she said, well, sing me something, baby. So I did. And when I finished, she looked at me with all the mother's love and said, baby, do you have a backup plan?
Oh, that's funny. Wow. So that's funny. Well, I'm glad that you're doing this because, I mean, I listened to your songs before the show, and you have a knack for this. Like, you're amazing. Your voice is just so pure, and I love it. And who are your biggest musical influences, would you say? I mean, who do you listen to on repeat? Who do you look up to?
I listen to everybody, but, I mean, I love blues music, and of course, I like I like Eric and Stevie Ray and Albert King and Allman Brothers and all the old blues guys, Punch Carter and all of them. It's that's what makes my blood run. I'd say my favorite entertainer, as everybody, I'm a tremendous Pop Seeger fan. I love he's never wrote a song I don't love. So. But I've never really stuck to genres. I like all kinds of music and all kinds of entertainers. I like the old stuff. So one day I might pull down some old Hank Williams and next day Lynyrd Skynyrd and then a fellow I'm a big fan of, a blues man out of LA, Mike Finnegan. I love him.
Wow.
I come from the
Bayou,
so every once in a while I have to dig out the old Zydeco and listen to some Bayou music. So.
Yeah. I'm that way, too. I don't stick with, just one genre. I mean, I just, I like a mix. You gotta have that mix.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
Really cool. Yeah.
But,
I
wanted to think about the music. This has caused, at times, misunderstandings throughout my whole life. I am a musician. Singer and a songwriter and a player of the blues, and everything else that I've done has been to support myself while I play music. I mean, that's the reality of it. I love playing stories, and I come from my daddy was a fisherman on the bayou, and the fisherman tall tales all goes hand in hand, and all of that really. Because I've been asked, what are you? You're a comedian, musician, actor, what the hell are you? And, I'm a musician, first and foremost, always have been, always will be. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, that other stuff, they're great experiences. You got to do a lot of things that not a lot of people are able to do. But I like that, your first and foremost is being a musician. That's what you do.
That's right.
And, yeah.
All the other jobs and events and the types of stuff I was involved in, from comedy to jingles, you name it, was done as a result of music. I mean, I got the opportunity to do those as a result of music. Now, I'll be honest with you, some of them paid more at times, I will support myself. So.
Exactly.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, it's a job. Right. No, I totally understand. And, with being a musician, what I love to ask people who, the first time, hearing one of your songs on the radio, how does that feel? Like, your music comes out on the radio. Like, I mean, is it kind of surreal?
I'm a big old redneck country boy, and I really do. I cried since I was a little boy. My goal, my dream was just someday get to hear a song that I wrote and I played and I sang on the radio. I thought, if that happens, then God can come take me. I can go to heaven and my life is complete. And so, and that happened. And so, you know, it's all deserved from here, but that's an awesome feeling. And for anybody that's in music, I would share that's something, you know, it's a, when you do it, when you hear it, that, you know, you only get, people like me, you know, don't get to hear that all the time. It didn't happen to them all the time. And so it was a very special moment to me. So it choked me up.
Yeah.
I hope to hear a lot more.
Yeah. Wow, that is insane. Another thing here, talking about music, while you perform, of course you perform, but you always wear a flag shirt and bandana out on stage when you perform, and I know there's a special meaning behind that. Can you share with us what that is? Yeah.
Well, I've actually done it for a long time. It's not a costume. It's done to show support. The politically answer that I say when people ask me about it is, we show support for the men and women of our armed forces and remind people that we should support them. However, it started when my own brother, and this is very difficult to go into, but my own brother died of injuries he received in Vietnam, and that's the way that I keep his spirit alive.
Oh, wow.
And the music, it's just like the music, you know, that's music, I write some music for therapy. I would never play, but when I have an issue, I sit down and write it, and I've written songs about that and everything else you could think of that are way too personal to ever play, you know, commercially. But that shirt, that's the meaning of that shirt. That's why I started wearing it, and I think about it all the time. So it keeps, you know, I know that, you know, his spirit's around, it's around me, and that shirt keeps it going. So it's a very special meaning to me.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to clear that up too, because I mean, people might think, you know, you just wear it, that's just it. But there is an important meaning behind it, and the meaning behind it is so special and great of you that, you know, I had to mention it. I had to bring it up. It's very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So also, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, circling the web, and where we can get them?
Well, actually, you know, a lot of music that's out there right now, the new stuff was a result of a project that I spent a long time on, and was to be released May 1st of 2010, and it was all my stuff, my creations, and write, sing, produce, play, different instruments on it, But 2010, the day it was supposed to be released here in Nashville, came a horrendous flood, of the century. And, and it shut the city down. It shut it down. It shut my tour down. It shut my radio tour down. Mm-hmm. And it basically caused, not only in my personal life, I lost my home, cars, and everything I had, but professionally, it derailed that. It killed that project. And over a period of the next few months, you know, it fell apart. And so... Mm-hmm. I just dumped it with it, and since then I've been working. I have a lot of new stuff, a lot of that stuff. I'm really excited to get out there, but it's not this time. We're going to make sure it gets out there properly and everything like that.
Yeah.
But what the 12 songs that are basically out there are songs that they're varied. You hear a little bit of the Bayou in a trucker song that I actually wrote for a guy in Canada. Yeah, he gave a small guy through the fellow here in Nashville that had me write for him, and his name is Shaker right now because of ADD setting in. But he, the Gets Who, and all those people, groups like Canada, who he was involved with, and he had me write that song for a trucker up there, and he did it, and then I released my own little live version of it, all the way down to the song called "I Got the Blues," which basically. If you listen to that song, that's who I am as an artist, and that's what I do and what I do best. It's a Delta Chicago blues. I grew up listening to it. I'd sneak into the old black jig joints down in Mississippi and listen, and I'd hide out behind and listen to it. I just loved it. And that's the kind of music that, you know, is at the core of everything that I do. You know, and then the, you know, I sing a lot about fishing, the Bayou Fishing Secret. It's a song that my daddy is a fisherman, like I told you earlier, and a hungry fish always gets caught. So I wrote that song. I was trying to write about that, using that term, and it was so discombobulated with fishing language that my girl walks in my office and she said, "Hey, Matt, why don't you make that song about fishing for women, like all your other stuff you sing about women?" So I did, and that was a result of that. That's the most downloaded song I've had. It's had thousands of downloads. It's a Bayou, called Bayou Fishing Secret. And then I Just Robbed the Opry. It's a whole different style. But by the way, that Bayou Fishing Secret also reflects the upbeat boogie, Bayou boogie style that I really would play and what you expect to hear me sound like if you came out. I Just Robbed the Opry is a song that has gotten some radio play, and was, I've been told if it was packaged properly, and Lee's property would probably do real well. But it's, I was backstage at the Opry standing beside little Jimmy Dickens, and I was, you know, it was on, the show was live, and watching Marty Stewart and do the MC or an introduction, all that. And then I was standing there beside little Jimmy Dickens. I told him, I said, "Jimmy," I said, "what would happen if I just ran out on the stage when that light comes up?" I outran Marty and got in front of that microphone and introduced myself real quick. And he said, "Well, two things. The first thing is you'd probably be famous, and the second thing you'd be arrested." So
that sounds like him. That's funny.
Yeah, and on the way home, I wrote that song. With so, you know, that's how that came to be. And then the song that had the most airtime that I actually made a little money on is song called Arms of an Angel, and it's just about experience in life, but, you know, it really happened to me, so it made it easy to write, and
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that story. I heard it, I think it was on your bio, I was reading it, that story with little Jimmy Dickens. I'm like, now that's something. Funny, so I had to bring it up.
Well, you know, I tell you, and standing backstage at Opry, I mean, I played live radio, the Midnight Jamboree here a couple weeks back, which is referred to as the late Opry.
Yeah.
You know, it's shot all around the world, the millions of listeners, but you know, just being on the Opry stage while it was being done, being able to be backstage with the Rascals and Alan Jackson and little Jimmy and all those people, I mean, it's... it makes you get your blood going when you think when I would realize where I'm staying at and all that. So it was a great thing.
Yeah. Wow.
I wondered why I had to write something about being there, and that was it. I knew that had to be it about running on stage. So.
Wow, that is funny. That's an awesome story. And you know why I asked is because we're about to play the song right now, and so it's kind of cool to hear the story behind the song.
Awesome.
Yeah, so let's play it right now. I Just Robbed the Opry, and we'll be right back with Johnny Mac. Here we go.
Well, I spent years going up and down Nashville's legendary music row, trying to get me a record deal, but they all just told me no. So I hatched a plan, good or bad, become my destiny. I decided I'd become the first country singer to rob the Grand Ole Opry. So I got me a backstage pass, took my guitar and hung around like I belong back there. I knew my time had come when the curtain opened and the red light set on air. So I ran past Marty Stewart to a microphone out in the middle of the stage. Stepped up to it and said, "Hello, folks, I'm Johnny Stash, and I came here to play." Mm-hmm. but I've been crowd loving and had their hands up in the air. And Marty was still looking at me with that mean, evil stare. And when I walked off the stage, well, they handcuffed me, but they led me out the real stage door. I could hear that I could cry, they're still just a screaming.
No, no, no! I just robbed the opera. I just stole the show. Just held it up. High as it can go. These are my favorite field. I made history. I just robbed the Grand Ole Opry.
In the back seat of a police car while they made out their report. When little Jimmy Dickens and Marty walked up and opened up the police car door, little Jimmy said, I'm handcuffed this man. Then he handed me back my guitar. This time Marty smiled at me when he said, get your butt back on stage, boy. You just became a star.
I just robbed the opera. I just stole the show. Just held it up. High as it can go. The genius and my baby's field. I made history.
I just robbed.
I just robbed the Opry. I like it. Very nice. I just want to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show, Johnny Mac, everyone. And please come back on, okay, so we could talk to you a little bit more about stuff, all right?
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you. You too. Good luck with all of your future endeavors, and just keep rocking. You don't need the good luck.
All right.
You're there.
I like that.
Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sweetie. Thank you, soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Johnny Mac, everyone. He's awesome. Love it, love it. So now I am beyond excited because a friend of mine here that I absolutely adore, she's a Josie Show friend, and she's amazing. I got to meet her in Nashville a couple years ago. I don't know. I don't remember. But it was amazing, and I love her. So everyone, please welcome S. Denise Newman to the show.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, how are
you? Special. I'm doing good, Josie. How are you?
I am so, so great. I've been looking forward to getting you back on the show.
Oh, wow. It is always good to visit the Josie Show. You just feel so loved and appreciated in this atmosphere. It's always so positive. I just love it. I thrive in this atmosphere, actually.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We need a lot more people like you because whenever you're on, we just have so much fun, and you're amazing. And I love what you do. You do so many great, great things. And I wanna bring up a little something that I'm so excited. You have
okay.
a new book that's coming out. Yeah, I'm
yes.
so excited.
Yes.
Interception, and it should be coming out soon, right? So excited.
Absolutely. June 1st is the release date. Yes.
Yes. That is awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about this book and your inspiration behind writing it? Let's just jump right in. I'm excited about this book.
Absolutely. No doubt. Well, just so you know me, I am just I just have a heart for young people and our kids and the next generation. And I'm always thinking of something that I could do to get a message of inspiration, a message of hope and encouragement to them. Because we live in a day where everything just always seems so negative. And you know, and I think one of the things before I even say what the book is about, and you asked me my inspiration behind it, is because I was talking to a teenage girl one day, and she said to me, and I was asking her what she wanted to do with her life, because she was planning to go to college and those types of things. And she said to me, well, what's the use? She said, everything is so bad in the world. I don't see the use of going to college. I don't see the use of even dreaming, having dreams anymore, because they're never going to come true anyway, because either we're going to die from some sort of a war, or, you know, the economy is going to be so bad, you're not going to be able to do anything. So that's like, you know, something like sticking a knife in my heart, because a person without dreams, really, I just can't imagine living a life without having an inspiration to do something. And so I wrote this book called Intersection because there are a lot of forces in our world that influence our thinking and our behavior. You got those good forces in the world, you got those bad forces. And in this book, Intersection, it's centered around a 17-year-old girl whose life is very rough. She comes up very roughly in an area where there's a lot of violence and a lot of problems. But she has this dream to attend Princeton University. She wants to become a lawyer and a state senator. And she has to go through a lot of heartache and a lot of issues and problems. But all throughout this story, you get to see how your decisions are influenced. Sometimes there are good forces that influence your decisions, and then there's those bad forces. It's whichever one that you allow to have the more power in your life is the road that you end up taking. And fortunately for this young lady, she ends up taking the right road at the end. But it is certainly a book that anyone can relate to, anyone who has a dream. It just, what it says basically is no matter what is thrown at you, don't ever give up.
Oh, and I love the message behind that, as with everything that you do. It's always a positive message, and I love the story behind this this book. You know, I think that is so beyond amazing. That this girl really didn't, she didn't. I read a little bit of the book, a little bit, like a little excerpt, I guess you'd call it, and it's her. I've seen that her dad wasn't exactly a good guy.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, she had a lot of heart problems, and she's, powering through it, which she should.
And what I did, too, Josie, is I took real-life situations and threw it in this book because, I never like to come off as being preachy. I want people be able to connect with this character and see, this is reality. This is the reality that we live in. And this young girl had to push through the pain of losing her 12-year-old brother to violence. She had to push through that pain because that could have been something that would have said, listen, I have no more dreams. I have nothing else to live for. If this could happen to my little brother, I have nothing else to hold on to. But she knew that in order to vindicate, have her brother's death not be in vain, she had to become successful. And so this is for any young person out there that's saying, everything around me is spiraling out of control. Things are not good. I don't have anything in life that's good to look forward to. This book will tell you, oh, yes, you do. You have plenty, and you can make it. Regardless of your circumstances, you can make it. And it also, there's also an underlying message in this book, Josie, something that I love to teach my students and talk to them about as well as school, and that is accountability and responsibility. Because it's going to take that. You can't have anything come to fruition without you putting some sweat equity into it. So you've got to have there's some accountability and responsibility on your part for your dreams to come true as well. So that's an underlying message too.
I agree. And like I said, this is such a great book for everybody. And I know a lot of people are wondering, it's not out yet, but where can you, pre-order it? And I know there is a way to. So where can everyone go to pre-order this book? Because people are probably like, this is going to be interesting. I want to see it.
Oh, absolutely. My website is estheniesnewton.net. There is a tab there for pre-orders. The good thing about the pre-orders are I get a chance to, sign them personalized messages to my customers, send a personalized message to them, and then it's shipped out to you as soon as they're released. So we are looking for June 1st to be the actual date that the books are ready. So, S-D-E-N-I-C-E-N-C-W-T-O-N, estheniesnewton.net, and you can pre-order the book there. So, and we're expecting it to be a great, it's a great read. I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I do believe that once you start turning the pages, it'll be a little difficult to stop.
Oh, I agree. I mean, toot that horn because it's awesome. I have to say, I agree. I am beyond excited to get it. I absolutely love it, and I want to support you, so I'm going to buy it, and I love it. And I love it already. And the last time you were on here, you had your book just came out of Two Continents, One Hope. And it's so good, and I want to make sure that before you get this book, I know you guys are so excited, but make sure you check out this other book that she put out. So can you please let us know where we can go for that one?
Yes, and you can also get that book from my other website, which is Two Continents, One Hope, and you can go there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well, and we are actually going to put together another part to that book, because as you know, the foreword to Two Continents, One Hope was written by the ambassador to South Africa, who is very, very close to ex-president Nelson Mandela. And so she is going to be coming to America soon, and we're going to do like a little mini book tour together. And so Two Continents, One Hope will be a part of that tour, as well as Interception. So that book, again, you can go to Amazon and also Barnes & Noble. Just type in Two Continents, One Hope, or just type in my name, as Denise Newton, and it'll take you to the page to order the book if you would like to do that.
Absolutely. When in doubt, Google.
Never fails.
Love it, love it. And so, like you said, you might be, touring with this this book. And are you going to go to like schools or Barnes and Noble? Where are you planning to take it?
Well, so far it's been beautiful because I've gone to a few schools, youth centers and things like that. And also we're looking to do a signing at Barnes & Noble, working on that now here in the area where I live in North Carolina. So I'm really looking to, more than anything, I'm looking to get on the road over the summer and go into some areas where there's some kids or, churches or any type of community groups or centers or whatever, and push the message of hope and inspiration, because it is just I've been working with children now for 20 years, and it's disheartening to see them not have dreams, because I just can't imagine a life without a dream, without having a focus or a goal. And
yeah.
I want to help these kids find their voice, find their aspirations, and they can do that. Sometimes, Josie, all it takes is for somebody to say, yes, you can do it. And I'm a motivator, and I don't mind telling them. I don't care what your circumstances say. I don't care who your parents are. I don't care where you came from. You can do this. And that is my central message, and that is what I'm hoping to do this summer, is to be able to travel with the book and just go in and talk to these kids and help them find their way, because if not, I think that we're going to lose a whole generation.
It's true. It's true. And what I'm curious about is, after listening to the show or, seeing your post, if there's a school or a church that wants to, get in contact with you, I want you to come and speak. Is there a specific place that they can get in contact with you so they can get you?
Sure. If they go to my website at denisenewton.net, there are a link there that you can click if you would like me, where you can just send me a message and say, hey, Denise, I live in Timbuktu, and I would like for you to come and speak at the nursing home with our elderly residents.
There you go, yeah.
I don't care, because everybody, as long as you still got breath in your body, you can make a dream come true. And I just believe in this day of all of this division that we're having, all of this fighting, all this political fighting that we're having, and every time you turn on the news, it's always something so horrible going on with the shootings and all these things, that we just got to find that positive place and follow it, because there's so much positivity still going on that it just gets swept under the rug by all the negative stuff. But no matter where you are, if you would like for me to come, I would get there, so I'll leave it that way. Just go to my website, estinisnewton.net, and just let me know if you want me, and we can make it happen.
Perfect, perfect. Even recently, when you turn on the news, there were a lot of bad things that happened this year. I mean, with the school shootings all that other stuff that you could read about and see on the news. I mean, I was shocked, completely shocked, and it keeps coming. And sometimes you need that person to, kind of tell you, you could do it. You could push past all this, negativity that's happening around you, and you're that voice.
Absolutely. And I think more than anything else, I just became so determined. The whole thing in Connecticut broke my heart in a million pieces, because at the time mm-hmm. that shooting occurred, all of those children were first graders, and at that time I was working with first graders and wow. kids of that very age. And so it just tore my heart, you know, apart to see all those babies slaughtered like they were. So mm-hmm. it was a thing then where I just knew that I had to just keep pushing this message. I know that was terrible. Yes, we can turn on the news right now and see two or three people somewhere in this country has been assassinated or shot or killed or whatnot. But there mm-hmm. is still reason to hope. We cannot give up hope. And that is really, again, that's a message behind all of my work, is keep mm-hmm. hope, keep the faith, and keep it moving. You can't afford to stop. No matter, somebody else may tell you your dreams are too big. If they tell you your dreams are too big, simply tell them, well, yours is too small, you know, and you just keep, you know, you just keep pushing. If you say, I want to be the first person to live on Mars, then by golly, do what you need to do to make it happen. Get your research together, see if it's even possible to live on Mars. And if it is, go on and get your stuff together and get on up there and build your home. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. the kind of message that I like to give.
Exactly, exactly. And, I mean, I think it's amazing everything that you do. I mean, you know that I'm completely just, I'm impressed. And everything, you know, I keep, you know, of course,
Likewise.
Checking out your pages. And I see you keep doing, you know, different things. And it's just awesome that you're just not, you know, you don't stop and you just keep moving. And, you know, with these two books that you have, are you thinking about, you know, another book or, you know, many more in the future? I mean, where do you want to go with all that?
Well, I just got, and also the first book is, I just went in the studio and recorded it in audiobook.
Yeah.
My first book is Two Continents, One Hope, is also an audiobook because I was at an event not long ago, and I had a lady who told me, she says, I can't read much anymore because my eyes are not that good. She said, but if you have something in audio, I would love to have it. And that inspired me to go and put the book in audiobook, so that's going to be ready in a couple of weeks. But one of the things that I do want to get into a series of children's books as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I do spoken word and poetry and things like that, but I just want to use every available outlet that I can to push the message of never giving up. I want it to be said that that's my legacy. When it's time for me to leave this earth, I want it to be said that, you know, she lived to let others know never, ever, ever give up, because I'm one, I don't give up. I'm not where I want to be yet, and I still push ahead and I still forge ahead, and I know that
mm-hmm.
it's going, everything that I desire, that I have asked God for, is going to come to fruition, you know, before I leave this earth. So in the meantime, why not use some of what he's given me to inspire others to do the same?
Exactly, exactly. You would be so good with doing, like, children's books and stuff. I mean, that would be amazing. I think that would be
yes.
so amazing, to be honest. That's
I
awesome.
Love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love kids. They're our future, and if we're not pouring the right things into them, I don't know what kind of future we can have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I said, you know, something, you know, Josie, you got to be careful what you ask God for, because he'll give it to you. And, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I asked God a long time ago, show me what it is that you want me to do. And he showed it to me, and it's working. So, you know, and I often say I'm a glutton for punishment, too, because
right.
I work like a crazy person. But, you know, when I get this thing built to where I need it, then I can sit back and say, okay, I can, relax a little bit and just let this thing take care of itself. So that's why I am. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, seriously, speaking of everything that you're doing, we're actually running out of time, and I do not want to get cut off. We have to have you back on. I'm already
Absolutely.
Planning your next visit.
Oh, you know, anytime, Josie, and you yourself are such a source of inspiration. You are just you're just a ray of sunshine. That's all I can say, and I just thank God for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you're incredible, and I mean, I say it all the time, but we definitely, definitely need to have you back on. And, you know, for people that don't know, you can hear her, you can go to her show. She has a show, Solutions. Can you
yes.
give us the details on how they can hear that show? You can never get enough of
Absolutely.
Destiny Noonan.
it's the Solutions Now Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, where I co-host with Grammy-recognized singer-songwriter producer Skylar Jett. And we have the national international roundtable on Wednesdays, and we have a health segment on Mondays. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Solutions Now Radio Network at 7 o'clock p.m. Check us out.
Yes. Is that a new thing that you're doing it on different days and different kind of
mm-hmm.
type segments? Because I like that.
Yes.
I like how that works.
Yes. I had people say, you know, we would like to hear some sports sometimes. So now we cover sports, health, We cover politics. We cover youth issues. We cover it all. I think everything comes within those 3 days. So, yeah, it is pretty new. We've been doing that now maybe just about 4 or 5 months.
Wow, that is so cool. Check it out, everyone. Everything that you like, I mean, it could be sports, I mean, anything, you have to do it on Solutions. So please check it out. And thank you so, so much for coming on, and please come back again very, very soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Josie, and thank your mother for me.
Oh, she's here. She's loving every second of this. Oh, I think she wants to come on and say something.
We love you, Denise.
I love you right back, Tina. You guys rock. Trust me. You just totally rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Denise Newton, everyone. Check her out. Love it. She is on Facebook, everyone. Also, Facebook, if you type in S.DeniseNewton, I believe she pops just right up. So do it. And now I want to give the reins to my producer, Tina Marie Pasentino. She's got to be the fast talker now, and let's go.
All right, as a reminder, you're listening to The Josie Show on Country Blast Radio. And before we get to the song Beautiful by Paris DeLaine and Jeremiah Abel, I want to tell you a little bit about our Josie Show VIP members. I'm going to give you tonight their links so that you can go to their sites and check them out. So first, Vince Anthony and his band, you're going to want to go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. He's got everything on there, including his new CD and all of his touring schedule, and he tours a lot, so make sure you go check that out. And then we have Tim Garman. You can get his information at TimGarmanMusic.com. He's got a brand new song getting ready to come out. He just had Chicago Country Girl come out, and he's got amazing music, so go there and check him out. And then we have Larry Massey, who you can find at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. We've got Nothing Like You, his song playing on our radio. He still goes around and plays, and he has got an amazing voice, great music. Make sure you go check him out for sure. And then Wayne Jacobs, who, as you know, right now has 3 different songs rocking in our top 10 on Country Blast Radio. You can find him at ReverbNation.com, Wayne Jacobs, or go to WayneJacobs.com. He's got a brand new song out. We just started playing it on the station, so you can hear In Cold Blood, so make sure you check him out there. So thank you to all our VIP members. If you're an artist and you want to become a VIP member and take advantage of the benefits that happen every week, then just go to JosieShow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, sign up. It only takes a second. And now we are going to have that wonderful song I told you about, Beautiful, play us out. Here we go.
Good night, everyone.
da 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 da